Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dark Tribute by Iris Johansson, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. Prologue. Wolfgang Auditorium for the Performing Arts, Charlotte, North Carolina. The white lace gown Cara Delaney was wearing tonight was all wrong, John Svardak thought. But it should be fine once it was soaked with blood. He slowly crushed the program in his hand as he gazed down from his box seat at the young violinist on stage. Cara Delaney had the audience in the palm of her hand. Or perhaps that wasn't quite the term those tone-deaf critics would use to refer to her, since they were calling her the most brilliant violinist to come along since Yehudi Menuhin. They'd probably say that it was that magic bow that was holding those fools in the audience captive. Why couldn't they see that she was nothing? He thought angrily. They had no idea what true artistry was about. She stood there with her long dark hair and olive skin, dressed in that white lace gown that made her look like a young Juliet, and let the music pour out of her to touch everyone in the audience. She was all passion and reaching out and becoming one with the entire world. It was disgusting. There should be control. The musician should stand above and superior when dispensing the perfection of their gifts, as Anna had done. Cara Delaney looked as if she wasn't aware there was anything but the music itself. She was truly unworthy of all that adulation. And he had clearly been right to mark her for destruction. But her music was disturbing him, and he had to close it out. It was too wrong. It made him feel things that he must not feel, things Anna had told him were stupid and only there because he didn't concentrate properly. It would be a betrayal. Ignore Cara Delaney. He had come to see her because he'd had to be certain that she was all they'd said she was. He must not call attention to himself by getting up and leaving the concert, but there would be no betrayal if he spent his time planning for the destruction to come. He pulled out his notebook and flipped it open to the Delaney page. It had been a foregone conclusion that she would be the chosen one, and he'd already done the research. But the research had been based on her travel plans to return straight to New York from Charlotte. She would have been easy enough to take on the way to the airport or after she'd arrived at her apartment in New York, but she'd made an unexpected change of plans yesterday, and now he'd have to adjust accordingly. She was taking a flight to Atlanta, and that could be a problem. She had family there, and he'd found family was always trouble. They cared too much, and twice before he'd nearly missed the kill because of family interference. It must not happen this time. He looked down at the report he'd pulled up on Cara Delaney's background. She'd probably go to the lake cottage where she'd spent much of her time since Eve Duncan and Joe Quinn had taken over her guardianship when she was only 11. That shouldn't be difficult to overcome. Eve Duncan was one of the foremost forensic sculptors in the world, but she enjoyed the isolation of the lake cottage. And so would Svardak. Isolation was always helpful to his purpose. An artist like Duncan should not offer any challenge at all. Joe Quinn, her husband, might be another matter. An ex-SEAL, ex-FBI, now a detective with the ATLPD, he might have to be dealt with in a special way. Perhaps use the couple's young son? But he mustn't be in a hurry to make any decisions. He'd already made the preparations, and only the final moves were left to complete. It would come to him. It always came to him. Anna would tell him the best way to rid the world of Cara Delaney. Excitement was beginning to tingle through him. This was the challenge for which he'd been waiting. This was the test to prove that those other clumsy artists he'd taken as tribute before that young woman on that stage had merely been a rehearsal. Listening to her tonight had confirmed what he'd known was true. She was everything that Anna would hate. That meant she was perfect for the kill, and obviously destined to be his final triumph. Chapter 1.
Car is coming!
Michael pressed the disconnect on his